Boker Tov world. Today's daf in our wonderful new Masechet Nedarim is daf Gimel, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. And yesterday we learned all kinds of new ideas. We learned about the difference between a neder and a shvua, and the difference between a iser chevtza and an iser gavra. And we learned the difference between direct language or language that needs a phrase of clarification, which does not have a technical name. We learned the difference between an ikar neder or a hatpasa to a neder. According to the Ran, remember, according to the Rosh, there are no two such things. All nedarim are essentially hatpasot, which work through yadais nedarim. Yadais nedarim is a new idea in which you can say something which means something because your brain fills in the blanks, but not because an analysis of the actual words without pattern recognition would make sense. So that adds pattern recognition to the nature of language. So all of those inyanim, including the concept of kinuyim, which we had mentioned, but we hadn't yet explained, at least not in the Mishnah, but we had talked about kinuyim nedarim, hatvasa, nedarim, shuas, and yodais. And the structure of the Mishnah got a big play to yesterday's Gemara because it gave us a wonderful excuse to analyze the interrelationships of neder and shvua, which are put together as a hekesh in the Torah, ki yador neder hashava shvua, and for that matter, as we'll see today, between nezirus and nedarim, where we have nazir lahazir, lindor neder, nazir lahazir. And that is going to be another insight. But meanwhile, what we were worried about in the Mishnah, if you recall, is why didn't the Mishnah even introduce the concept of Yadot? And why, if it did, why does it start with an explanation of Yadot before it even speaks about Kinuyim, which it does mention, and in which even when we tried to be Mechusar, Mechaser, the Mishnah, and added the Yadot, we still admitted that it began with Kinuyim, and that, therefore, it should have explained Kinuyim before it explained Yadot. And that got us into a whole analysis of whether, indeed, the order of a Mishnah to start explaining in the order of presentation or working up backwards from the last mentioned item. We brought rayas that Mishnayos work in both directions. And we even brought rayas that in short lists, like the case of Behemei Yotze, it works in both directions. So we had two possibilities for that yesterday. One possibility was that indeed the point is that the Tana is teaching us that there is no preferred direction, and that therefore there's no din of Atifcha Lashon Erumim, which is the way that the Ran understood it. And the other pshat that we ended with yesterday would be that in fact there would be an advantage to the way that we've structured it, and that's because yadais, that's something that is not so obvious, and we always start explaining the things that we call asyan midrasha, and we'll see what that drasha is today, how we know that yadais are included. Masha enke, the issue of kinuyim is more obvious because it's simply variations of language, and we're assuming that it means different languages. Then I believe the last thing that we learned was to point out that there are actually two ways of learning the Mishnah. If we understand that kinuyim are different languages, then it's absolutely correct to say that kinuyim are sort of obvious and that yadais should be the first explained because they're asya midrasha and we always are mechavev what it is that needs, that is a bigger chiddush. But how about, according to the Man D'Omer, now this brought us into a whole new issue, which is the getter of artificial language. So if it's a Lashon Shebadu Chachamim, which this was the introduction that we had yesterday to the Machlokas that we'll have later in greater intensity between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, if it's an artificial language, Shebadu Chachamim, and the reason that they would have created an artificial language is so that people wouldn't slip into the way that they're used to referring to carbon, which is carbon Hashem, as it appears in the Pasuk, and they will avoid the usage of the Shem Hashem, which could lead them in certain conditions to be Maske the Shem Levatala and so on. But whatever the reason is, if it's not a natural language, So then, in fact, it is a bigger Kiddush. And therefore, we were back again to the problem. Then why not, in fact, begin with Kinuyin? Because that's even a bigger Kiddush than Yodais. And the last thing that we answered was going back on our initial understanding. And let's just read that line over again, which will get us into the rest of the daf. Says the Gemara, even according to Mandi Amar Loshon Shebodu Lahem Chachamim, 7 lines down, we can even go 9 lines down because we did this. Loshon Shebodu Lahem Chachamim Liot No Derbo. The idea would be that even though Yadot should come first, the answer is that in fact we did not introduce Kinuyim first. We did introduce Yadais first. Look. Mikatani Yadot? The Mishnah never said the word Yadot, correct? How did we fit Yadot into the Mishnah? By inserting them, utilizing the mechanism of Chisuri Mechasra. So what do you care? Velav Chisuri Ko Macharstala? Didn't you insert them through making the Mishnah Chaser? So how do you know where they're meant to appear? Maybe the first words in the Mishnah should be Ko Yadot Nedorim Ki Nedorim. In which case, there is no perek kol kinuye. There's only a perek of kol yodais. But since it doesn't say it, so it will be mechane yodais to call them kinuye. Anyway, obviously, initially, we didn't want to say that. I mean, because it's a little ridiculous to make a Mishnah Chaser at the opening and then leave out the whole opening. I mean, I understand it in the middle. We can be forced to say, okay, obviously you're supposed to understand that these words are missing. But I mean, to start a Mishnah with something that's missing, we were obviously very reluctant to do that. And now the Gemara says, okay, let's bite the bullet. What the heck? If it turns out that you hold like Rish Lakish, then in fact, the Mishnah begins with something missing. And this is really Ko Yodesh Nedarim Ki Nedarim. And therefore, we started explaining what it was that we had begun presenting, which is Kol Yodais Nedarim. So there would really be two very different ways of understanding this Mishnah. One, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we're talking about a language which is a natural language. And the other is that we're talking about an artificial language, and therefore the idea of an artificial language ought to be explained first. And according to this, we go in order of the way in which we, in fact, had presented it. And we did say the Yadot Nedarim, and then we followed that with the Kinuyin, and we would have to admit that we were actually not saying the opening of the Mishnah in the right place. Okay, so we've got two possibilities. That's where we left off yesterday, and there's no one clear-cut way of understanding the Mishnah. And we'll just simply have to say that there are two completely different approaches. So that according to the Mandi Omer Loshon Shebodu Chachamim, the Mishnah begins with the assumed words of Kol Yadot, and then it starts explaining Kol Yadot first. And that's one possibility. If you're going according to the, that would mean that the Seder of the Mishnah is specific. We're doing it in this way for a good reason. And Mashenken, according to the other Mandi Omer, the Tana is Gufa coming to tell me that there is no particular reason to start this way and that there is no halacha of Batifcha Lashon Erumim in this case. Okay, that's what we got up to. And let's remember all these wonderful terms and let us continue on from this point. Okay. So that would mean the Mishnah reads like this. Yodais, ko yodais, nedarim, kinedarim, ko kinui, nedarim, kinedarim, Elohim yadot, haomer lechavero, and so on, mufashani mimcha, etc., etc. And then the Mishnah after that continues, ve'elohim kinuyim, konim, konach, konim, and so on and so forth. Okay. That brings up the question of, you said that yadot are something that are learned from a pasuk. Tell me where. How do we know that pattern recognition is considered part of language? I understand that obviously for artificial intelligence, that's the main way in which we're going to use language. But how do we know that the Torah recognizes pattern recognition as language? That the question is the meaning rather than necessarily the words. Because remember, Yadot Nedarim mean you never said even the word iser, much less that it's similar to a korban. So where is, according to Rosh, there's not even a mocker of an iser. And according to the Ran, there's only a hint to the concept of iser. And therefore, we are creating a din of neder without ever mentioning the fact that the Torah has created this possibility through konam, and without even mentioning the fact that I mean to answer you. Where does that come from? So therefore, hey chaktiva, where indeed? Well, remember that when it comes to nezirut, it says, ish ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir lahashem. So the entire introduction of the parsha of nezirus points out that nezirus is a type of neder, ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir. Vitanya, nazir lahazir. What exactly is the point of using those two words, nazir lahazir? That's coming to tell me, lasot. Now, some take out those words because we don't need a pasuk lasot kinuye naziris kinaziris, because our whole assumption over here is that kinuyim would be a given. But it could be that it simply brings it anyway. The Ran takes out those words because we're going according to the approach over here that kinuyim are just obvious, and that we only need the pasuk about yada. And some don't bother taking it out, but everybody agrees we're certainly not learning kinuyim out of here. The yada is naziros kinaziros, and that comes to tell us nazir lahazir, any type of creation of naziros, even with the pattern recognition of yadas. Now, you might think that this is a din specifically in nazirut. But how do we know that it's also a din in Nedarim? Ah, that's precisely why the Torah clearly makes a hekesh. Ki yafli lindor neder nozir lahazir. Therefore, it's putting together makish nizirut le Nedarim and Nedarim le nizirut. Now, remember that this is a very different kind of utilization of your words to create a state. Because remember that the state that is created in other nedarim, we learn out from korban. And the korban is a state that affects an object vis-a-vis you. Over here, when you're making a neder for nezirut, you are talking about a state that the Torah defines that you are in, which creates isurim for you to do certain things, to be metamei lemetim, to drink wine, to eat grapes, and so on and so forth. So that state, which is mechayev even actions, such as growing your hair, that's separately from the isur of cutting your hair, because remember, you're supposed to be magdish the sa'ar rosho. Okay, so all of those things would not commonly be understood as neder-oriented. Over here, the idea of the neder is that in the same way that we know that the Torah allows you to define with your mouth an object in terms of a Torah-defined, recognized state called Hegdash, be it Hegdash Perek HaBayit, or be it Hegdash of the Kedushas, actually Mizbeach, and different levels of Kedusha and so on, so too it allows you to put an object into that status. But over here, Nazirut means that the Torah has defined your own state of being as a Nazir. And it says the same idea, that you can utilize your commitment, your words, in order to effectuate the state that the Torah has created. So therefore, it's an actual type of Neder, but it has very different kind of dinim, as we're going to examine as we go along. So what does that Hekesh teach us? It teaches us that just like Nizirut, as we've just seen, Nazir Lahazir, that proves that Yadot Nizirut ki Nizirut, so too Nidarim, the Torah is saying, Yadot Nidarim ki Nidarim. And we also learn out another remarkable thing. Now this is, again, what we're about to see is an astonishing new development, because up until now, remember, we were talking about two completely different types of nedarim, which I forgot to tell Gavi to write down yesterday. We have Nidrei Hegdesh and we have Nidrei Iser. And as I pointed out, all the Rishonim said, well, we're only going to be talking about Nidrei Yisr. But as we saw, the whole basis of the Nidrei Yisr turns out to be Nidrei Hekdesh. Well, now we have an even bigger Kiddush, as the Gemara continues. And just like by Nidarim, you're going to be over on two separate Yisurim. What are those two Yisurim? Bal Yachel Devoro, Ubal Ta'acher. Now that is unbelievable. Those are two totally different worlds, gentlemen. Bal Ta'acher is a din in Nidrei Hekdesh. Kitidar Neder LaShem Elokecha, to bring a particular carbon. Lo Ta'acher LaShalmo, you have to bring it in the first regel, and if you don't bring it by the third regel, or by Sukkot, or by whatever it is, I mean, that has nothing to do with Nidrei Yisr. That's crazy. And now we're going to say that, therefore, it does define Nidrei Yisr, whereas Bal Yachel Dvaro, which of course is included in the entire parsha of Matos, Ish, Ki Yidar, Neder, LaShem, Lo Yachel Dvaro, part of the Ben Ish, Lishtogs, parsha, I mean, what? And now we're saying, well, you have those two things by Nidorim. I thought we weren't talking about Nidrei Yisr. I sort of changed my mind. So in the same way that we know that there's a din by Nidrei Hekdesh of Bal Ta'acher, so too is there a din by Nezirut of Bal Ta'acher, which doesn't really make any sense. What is the Bal Ta'acher of Nezirut? Which we're going to ask in a moment. But anyway, this is what the Gemara is asserting. And in the same way that you're over on an Isser of Bal Yachel Devaro, do not make your words chulin. Do not treat your words as if they don't matter. Bal Yachel Devaro. So too, the Nezirut is going to be over on Bal Yachel Devaro. So if he does something which is Osir by the terms of his Nezirut, besides the Isser, so it seems to be saying, besides the Isser of the Nezirut, which he's being over on, he's also going to be over on the neder that creates the Nezirut of Bal Yachel. So then if he eats any kind, let's say drinks wine as a Nazir, not only will be over on the Isra of Nezirut, but he will also be over on Bal Yachel Dvaro, and he's going to be chayev on his separate malchus. Wow. Wow. And another thing that we learn out is that in the same way that Nidorim, that whole parsha of Bal Yachel is in the context of Ha'av, Mefer Nidrei Bito, and a Baal is Mefer Nidrei Ishto, didn't we just learn all of that? Av Nezirut, Av Mefer Nezirut Bito. So if a daughter of someone makes herself a Nazira, and she is still a Nara, he can be made for it. And if his wife makes herself a Nazira, a Baal can be made for that as well. So then that tells us that we literally learn one out from the other. And this Hekesh tells us as well that even the pattern of Yadot, which means that only some of a statement is as good as the full statement, the same way that optical illusions work, so too yodos work for verbal illusions. Okay? Ask the Gemara, but wait a moment over here. Why is it that when it came to Nizir, I mean, I don't get it. This isn't this like a little bit roundabout? You have a pasuk that says, Lindar Neder, Nazir Lahazir, right? So that means both the words that introduce Neder are weird because they duplicate themselves, Lindor Neder. And the words that introduce Naziras are weird because it says Nazir Lahazir. And from the Nazir Lahazir, you learn out the extra halacha of Yodais. And then you only know that those Yodos are real because we're comparing the Lindor Neder to the Nazir Lahazir. I mean, like, whoa, why don't we just say, okay, if it says Lindor Neder, so why does it have to repeat Lindor Neder? That must come to tell me that Yadot Nedarim are Kenedarim, you know? And then the same thing is true. Why do we have to go around the bush and make it a Hekesh? So what do you mean? Maish Nagabi Nezirut, look what you're talking about, that the din of Yadais of Nezirais, because it says Nazir Lahazir. Well, it says the same strange language by the Nedarim. Nedarim Nami Haktiv Lindor Neder. So what was the point of this Hekesh? I don't get it. It's completely weird that we should only look at the Naziris and then arbitrarily now we need to learn out Nedarim from Naziris. So what's the point? What do I need Hekesh for? No. I'll tell you. You'd be right if the Torah had written something as weird by Neder as it did by Naziris. Okay. And what would that be? Ish ki neder lindor. What? Well, that's what it says. Nazir la hazir. So it puts the object before the verb. Neder lindor? That would be weird, the same way nazir la hazir is weird. But lindor neder, I mean, all right. I mean, that's a reasonable language. What's the act that he does? The verb is lindor. And what did he be? What did he do the act with? Neder. Okay, lindor neder. That's not weird. That's dibra torah kalashon b'nei adam. So you'll say, couldn't it just say lindor? Ish ki yidor? Yeah, but, you know, lindor neder. I mean, that's at least the way people talk. But nazir lahazir is absolutely strange. I mean, this guy's talking like an alien. So what would it mean to be nazir lahazir? Oh, there I understand that this kind of language comes to teach me halacha. So you're right. Ikatav neder lindor. The same way that it writes nazir lahazir, then you'd be right. Fine. First we have the object, then we have the verb. That would be weird. Then we indeed, lo tzarech hakesha. Why would we need a hekesh? We'd have exactly the same limud from the first part of the pasuk. But it doesn't write that, does it? It writes lindor neder. And lindor neder is dibra torah kilashon b'nei adam. I mean, it's very common, isn't it? So lindor neder is not particularly a choshev departure from standard practice. Now, of course, that itself is a machlokas gavi, and that is that there's a man diomar that holds dibra torah kilashon b'nei adam, which means that even though we may have extra words, if that is the standard way that people speak, then we will not insist on learning something out of the extra word, even though it could have been done more effectively. Why? Because dibra torah kilashon b'nei adam. And that's basically what you're saying. You're saying I don't really have a way in which I can use lindor neder without the hekesh because of dibra torah kilashon b'nei adam. But what about according to Rambam Yomar who doesn't hold of that?
So Rabbi, how's the lashon b'nei adam here? You need to explain it. What is the lashon b'nei adam? Why is this stuff the common way people speak?
People always say a verb and an object, even though the verb would have implied the object. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, very often. The Torah always talks that way.
Yeah.
To do something, and then it says, what is you do?
I don't know, the Torah always speaks that way.
How is that strange? Le'esor isor al nafsho. Le'kayem kol davar.
Linol na'alayim.
Yeah, exactly. Linol na'alayim. Perfect. That's the standard way of speaking. So you use a verb which obviously includes a particular type of object, right? I mean, lesor, obviously lesor isor. Linol is obviously linol na lion. Okay, but you differentiate between a verb and an object. So that's standard speech. All right, there's no point in arguing about it.
I'm not arguing. I just thought that was the way the Torah speaks, because from an English speaker, we don't speak like that. So that's a chiddush to me that's lashon b'nei adam. I thought that was the way the Torah always expresses itself.
And remember that in English, you don't have particular verbs to match particular objects. By us, we have even particular verbs for every different type of tree that we're going to be picking and every different plant. Everyone has a completely different verb. Okay, so if you hold like the Man D'Omar, that doesn't believe that dibra torah kilashon b'nei adam, and that the Torah means effective, absolutely efficient use of words, and that therefore the fact that this is normal speech is no excuse for using an unnecessary word, so then lindor neder itself should have been sufficient to actually teach me the idea of yadai. So now obviously he is going to have to explain why lindor neder is being used for something else. Well, what is that something else? I mean, we've learned out Yodas from the Hekesh. Well, what did we use lindor neder for? So Mayavidle, he holds that, in fact, the whole thing that you just said is wrong. He actually starts in the other direction. If you hold that lo dibra torah lashon b'nei adam, then let's start with the strange extra words of lindor neder, where there's no excuse just because people talk like that, And therefore, the Torah is coming to tell me that, in fact, Yadot Nidarim are like Nidarim. Okay. How do we know that Yadot Nizirut are like Nizirut? That we know from the Hekesh, the exact opposite, from the fact that the Torah put Lindor Neder together with Nazir Lahazir. And therefore, we now have the extra Nazir Lahazir. What do we do with Nazir Lahazir, according to this Mandi Omar? Oh, Nazir Lahazir comes to tell me a big chidush. Shahanizirut chala al hanizirut. So, let's say somebody says, Hareini Nazir Hayom. And then he repeats it, Hareini Nazir Hayom. And then he repeats it, Hareini Nazir Hayom. Each one of those statements is mechayev him in a consecutive nazirut. So let's say, even though a normal nazirut is 30 days, if you repeated it twice, your nazirut is 60 days. And if it's three times, then you've got three nazirut. You're going to be a nazir for 90 days, and so on. We're going to see the halachas of whether these are separate nazirut and so on. You have to bring korbanos between each nazirut. All of that we're going to discuss later. But the bottom line is that if you do that with a neder and you aser this bread on yourself today, and then you aser it again on yourself today, and you aser it again on your, it makes absolutely no difference. And the other ones are not going to be no gea lahalacha. So that nazir lahazir, that indeed tells me that one nazirus is chal on the other nazirus. So that means that even when you were a nazir, that's why it's written on that level, you're a nazir, lahazir, you could still add to that nazirus, which is the dafka in that direction, nazir, lahazir, not lahazir, nazir, you see? So therefore, according to him, the whole thing makes sense, but in a totally different way. So that we first use Lindor Neder because we do not believe Dibra Torah Kolashom B'nei Adam, where it is possible to learn something out of it. That doesn't mean we don't hold Dibra Torah Kolashom B'nei Adam as a general rule in which the Torah can use various kinuyim. So it could talk about Yad Hashem. It could talk about Chanun V'Rachum instead of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and so on and so forth. Those are called kinuyim also, the kinuyim of the shame, right? Okay, but so the Torah is Dibra Kolashom B'nei Adam. However, wherever you have an opportunity, if you have an opportunity to learn something from it, then we assume it's not just there as Dibra Torah Kolashom B'nei Adam. So according to him, what do? We learn out Yodai Stadarim Kinadarim, apply that halacha through the Hekesh of Lindor Neder, Nazir Lahazir to Naziris as well, leaving us the additional strange formation of Nazir Lahazir to teach us that even a Nazir can be Mazir. Which means that though he made himself a Nazir already, he can add to the Nazirus by saying again, Hareini Nazir. Beautiful. Okay. Now, all right, so one minute here. Let me go back to what you said before. What about according to Mandi Omar, who says that, yes, Dibra Torah Kolashom B'nei Adam, so that forced him to learn out from Nazir Lahazir. He was Darish Lassus Yadus Nazirus Kedaziris. How does he know? Wait a minute. So how does he know, since he needed that pasuk of Nazir Lahazir to tell me the fundamental halacha of Yodais Naziris Kenaziris, and in fact, that Yodais Adarim Kenadarim because of the Hekesh. So how does he know the din that a Nazir can make an additional Naziris? How does he know that? Because he doesn't have that extra pasuk. So HaNazirut Chal Al HaNazirut. Oh my gosh. So does he not disagree with that? I mean, look, if he holds that, in fact, there is no such thing, and there is such a Mandi Omar, okay, we're going to see there's such a machlokas. So if he holds, like the Mandi Omar who says, indeed, a Nazirut Chal Al HaNazirut, then everything makes perfectly good sense, because he needs the Nazir Lahazir to tell me the din of Yodais. But what about if he holds, like the Mandi Omar that says Nazirut is Chal Al HaNazirut? Where does he know it from, since he doesn't have anything extra that he hasn't utilized to tell me the din of Yodais? He doesn't have anything extra to tell me that Nazirut Chala al Nazirut, right? Yes, he does. Because you still could have said Nazir Lizor, because Lizor would have been similar to Lindor, Lindor Neder, and then it would mean Nazir Lizor. That would be the same thing in the inverse, which would be how weird it is, right? And that would be enough to learn out Yadot. But when you say Nazir Lahazir, and then you don't even match the opening of the pasuk, this is how the Ran understands it, not by analyzing specific differences between Lizar and Lahazir, but just simply to keep things parallel. There are Rishonim who analyze the differences, but fine, let's just learn a Kipshuta. So that gives us two completely different dinim. First of all, Yodot Nizirut ki Nizirut, and Nazir Lahazir, he can make himself as well a Nazir again. And there you understand yourself that Lahazir would mean to be Mazir Achirim, meaning he can redo himself. You understand the way that those Mefarshim understand Lahazir as being more mashma to add to your Nazirus than Lizar is. Okay, all of this is the way that they learned it in Bavel. Now in Eretz Yisrael, they had actually a machlokas like this. That when they asked, so how do we know Yadot Nedarim ki Nedarim? Itana de mafikle le Yadot minin dar neder. There is, in fact, like just like we just said, there is a Mandi Omar, and that's the Mandi Omar who holds Lo Dibra Torah Kloshom Ne Adam. So according to him, we learn it out from Lindor Letter, like we just said in the Bavli. But in the Yerushalmi, the way that they understood it was that the other Tana does not learn it out of Nazir Lahazir, but rather learns it out from the Pasuk of Kechol Hayotze Mipiv Ya'aseh. So one of the dinim over there is whatever comes out of your mouth, you have to do. What do you mean, whatever? I mean, it's not like whatever. Ayotze mi pi v'yaseh. I don't know, what is that supposed to mean? Whatever. It means exactly what it means in English. Whatever. Meaning that even though you didn't properly explain yourself, and that I'm using just pattern recognition to recognize what you're saying, like are completely unable to articulate themselves, teenagers, whatever. You know, okay, whatever. So I get sort of a sense of what you're trying to say, dumbbell, but it would be nicer if you could communicate. But okay, so Pasuk is telling us that even a teenager can make a whatever netter. So that would be, again, pattern recognition, which is very cute. So one man, the armor, learns it out from Kekol Hayotze Mipiv Ya'aseh. Now, the truth is, there is no problem, according to the other Mandi Omar. Why doesn't the Gemara say, well, what does the other Mandi Omar do with the Pasuk, Kol Hayotze Mipiv Ya'aseh, right? But that's because Kol Hayotze Mipiv Ya'aseh, Kechol Hayotze Mipiv Ya'aseh, tells us another very important halacha that everybody agrees. And that is that if you make a broad neder that includes a lot of different things, and you uproot by going to a chacham and being shoyal on one thing of that neder, the whole neder falls apart. You cannot have an, it's called, Gavi, neder shuhutra miktzoto hutra kulo. Once a neder has been canceled by a chacham, then the entire neder is not binding any longer, even though the part, the other parts, you don't have charat on and so on, you can't make a partial etter of a neder. So that's a given. So then the issue of the other Mandi Omar learning from Kiko, how do we know that? Kikola Yotze Mipiv. Everything. It's either everything or nothing. That's what the Kikol means. It's just coming to tell me that Nedarim are binary in terms of Heter. That's one thing. However, the simple meaning of Kikol includes both of these things. Whatever comes out of your mouth and all that comes out of your mouth, correct? And therefore, it's possible to learn both things from this pasuk, not as a drasha, but as the simple pshat in the pasuk. So that would be the other approach. And therefore, we wouldn't need not Lindor Neder, not Nazir Lahazir. We would not need to teach me the din of Yadais. So meanwhile, what we do come out with is that there are very important halachas that are learned from this hekesh, namely that there's a din of Baal Yacher Devoro, that there's a din of Baal Ta'acher, strangely enough, even on Nedarim, according to one Mandi Omar, we do learn out Yodais Nedarim ke Nedarim, or Yodais Naziris ke Naziris, or both from here. And we certainly have good usage for this very important Hekesh, which we better try to figure out how in the world the Baal Ta'acher works out, Bichlal. Where is there a Baal Ta'acher? So let's take a look. Because on the surface, somebody says, I commit to bringing a carbon eilah, you know, okay, he has to do something, right? He has to bring the korban eilah. So now you ask yourself, okay, by when do I need to do it? I mean, by yesterday? By tomorrow? Okay, so there we have the din of Baal Ta'achir. Don't let three regalim go by, or don't let Sukkos go by. And however we learn it there, remember we've spoken about the machlokas of Baal Ta'achir. And if that's the case, you'd say, well, the same thing is true by Nazir. What do you mean the same thing is true? There's no two steps, don't you see? In a korban, there's two steps. Hare alai ola, right? Okay, but the moment you say Hareni Nazir, you are a Nazir. So how in the world could you be over on Baal Ta'achir? It's not up to you. You don't have to bring anything, do anything. Where's the Baal Ta'achir? Did you say you're a Nazir? Then you are a Nazir. Did you not say you're a Nazir? So you're not a Nazir. But what in the world would be this middle state of, well, you are a Nazir when you bring yourself to be the Nazir? Huh? So what does that mean? Asks the Gemara. Omar, didn't you just say that just like there's an Adorim over Babal Yachel de Baro, Ubabal Ta'acher, the same thing is true, Benizirus, that you would be over on Baal Yachel and Baal Ta'acher. Now listen, I don't quite understand what that means. I mean, look, I do understand that we're saying something unusual, which is a big chiddush about Baal Yachel. And I see how you could apply Baal Yachel, which is a neder concept, to the already given Isurim in the Zirut. So I would explain it like this. Bishlama bayachel de nedarim, that would be a simple case. Okay, mashkachasla. Now, this is a very problematic language. And in fact, there's plenty of shitas that have a different girsa. And even though those who don't have the other girsa are sitting here scratching their head, as you'll see in a moment, because the girsa that we have in the Gemara, Mashkachadla, where a person says, I will eat this kikar today, and he didn't eat it. Now, that is obviously a problem, because that's not a neder. That is a shvua. You can't make a neder to do something, right? So, just for the Gemara to give an example of Baal Yachel of Nedarim, as the Reb Kivega says, man, I pray to God I understand this Gemara one day. Okay, but that is not a neder. All right, so obviously the correct girsa ought to be, as it appears in other places, kagon de omar kikar zo alai kronam, and v'ochalai. Fine, so over there it would be over mishum bal yachel devoro. But could you explain to me what do we mean by naziras, bal yachel of naziras? I mean, it can't be that he didn't become a nazir like he said. You can't not become a nazir like you said. Because the moment you said you're a Nazir, you are a Nazir. So how in the world can you not be a Nazir if you are one? I don't quite get it. So, Kivan Dama Hareni Nazir, Havilei Nazir. The moment you said those words, you are a Nazir. You can't not do what you said. If you ate something, let's say you went ahead and you ate grapes. Okay, so then what Isser are you over? You're over on the Isser of eating grapes, right? Lo Yochal. Okay. If you drank some wine, so what are you over? You're over on the Isser of Lo Yishteh, right? So, but what does that have to do with Lo Yachel? So when do we have this issue of Lo Yachel? Oh, my Rava, well, you know, bite the bullet. It means you're going to be over on two different things. You'll be over, let's say, if the Nasser goes and drinks wine, it means he's going to be chayev both for drinking wine, and Mishrat Anavim, or whatever he's eating, and the Isser of Lo Yachel Devarah. That's what it says. Lavor alav bishnayim. Okay, if you say so. But what does Baal Ta'achir mean? Explain that. So, Baal Ta'achir the Naziris. I mean, the moment you say Hareini Nazir, you are a Nazir. And then if you eat, you're not over on Baal Ta'achir. You're over on do not eat. So what's going on? Ah, maybe it's talking about that the guy says, I'm not a Nazir now. When I want to be a Nazir, I will be a Nazir. I mean, so he doesn't want to be a Nazir. I don't understand. So then why would he be over on Baal Ta'achir? He never said, I do want to be a Nazir. That doesn't make any sense. So what are you trying to tell me? Kisha Eretzeh, Nazir. Yomar Kisha Eretzeh, then there's no Baal Ta'achir because he obviously doesn't want to be. Oh, my Rav, I'll tell you. It's talking about where the guy says, I shall not leave this world without having been a Nazir. And that means that from this moment on, he's got to be worried that he's going to die before he could be a Nazir. So that forces him to act upon his statement. And wherever a person has to enforce a statement, it's the equivalent of Harialai Korban. So just like over there, the Torah says, okay, act efficiently and do not put it off. Here too, by the Nazir, means the same thing. Act efficiently and do not put it off. I'll show you that that's true. Okay, I'll show you that when a person makes something dependent on the possibility of his own departure from the world, that he needs to act immediately from the following. It's the same thing as a Kohen who says to his wife, here is a get, but this get shall only take effect 1 minute before I die. She's not allowed to eat truma. Why? How do we know that he's not within one moment of his dying? And therefore, she is a megureshet, and she doesn't have a right to eat truma. So asura le'achal truma miyat. So what do you see from there? Alma amrin kol shaita v'shaita dilma mayit. That a person must take into consideration the possibility of his imminent departure from the world. So the moment that he says, I will be a nazir before I depart this world, he better start acting fast. And therefore, he'll be over on Baltacher. There you go. So, Hachanami, he's mechuyev to become a Nazir, Darmina Dilma Hashtamayis, but he's not automatically a Nazir. And that would explain how it would be a Baltacher. Rav Acha says, look, I got a simple solution. I mean, suppose the guy said, Hareini Nazir, while he is in a Beit HaKvarot. So, since while he's in a Beit HaKvarot, the Nazirut can't be chal, because one of the definitions of a Nazir, it is that mitame lemetim. So therefore, he's got to get out of this graveyard quickly. And that's the Baal Ta'achar. Oh, now wait a minute. That's not so pashut. Let me ask you something. A guy who's in a Beit HaKvarot, and he says, Hareini Nazir, can he drink wine? Can he cut his hair? Because he hasn't yet become a Nazir. Or is he a Nazir, except that he's got to get out of the graveyard because he's b'chuyev not to be mitameh, huh? How do you answer that? Well, the truth is that that is exactly a machloket in Masechet Nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan says that, listen, he's still a Nazir. He's not allowed to cut his hair. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's just got to get out of there. So according to that, the Nazir is already chal the moment he says, Hareini Nazir. So that would be not nogei a year. It's only Reish Lakish who says that if you don't get out of that Beit HaKvarot, then the Nazirut doesn't even happen. Okay, so then I understand. Then you can say that he's putting it off and that he's going to be over on Baal Ta'acher. And therefore, if you hold like Reish Lakish, that the Nazirut is actually delayed in becoming effective until such time as he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot, you're right. Until he gets out of the Beit HaKvarot, he's delaying his Nazirut. Fine. But what about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, he's a Nazir. He's just got to get out of there. But he's certainly not allowed to drink wine and so on. And the Alter Chayel Eileh, so where's the Baal Ta'achar? There is no Baal Ta'achar. Not to mention the fact that according to Mar Bar Rav Ashi, everybody agreed that, of course, he's not allowed to drink wine. And of course, he's not allowed to cut his hair. And that the only machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish was whether he gets malchus, if he does. But the Isser is certainly chal, even though he's still in the Beit HaKvarot. And it's only le'inyan malchus pligi. So again, I ask you, where is the Baal Ta'achar? Well, I mean, there's still a Baal Ta'achar because he's putting off the chalot of Nazirut of Tahorah. He was mechuyev to keep Nazirus Betaira. Remember, I mean, until he can count 30 days in which he, in fact, has not been Tamei Lanezin, he's not going to be mekayim as Nazirus. So putting off those dinim is Baal Ta'achar. Ha! Okay. Rav Ashi, well, now wait a minute. I mean, if you're telling me this, so then that would mean that any Nazir, forget about a crazy case where a guy made a neder while he's in a Beit HaKvarot. Any Nazir who makes himself Tamei is going to be putting off the Kiyum of his Naziris because he's going to have to start over again, right? Because Hayamim HaRishonim Yiplu, the Gemara, the Torah says, that he's going to end up without those first days, which means We don't have to have this case of Baal Da'achar. Any Nazir that is Matami himself is going to be over not only on the Isser of Lo Yitame Lameitim, Lachol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo, he's also going to be over on Baal Da'achar, because he's putting off his chiyuv to keep a Naziris of Tahara. What do you think about that? Rav Acha Bereder Rav Ika says, I got a better pshat. Okay. Basically, you know how a Nazir can be over on Baal Da'achar. Let's come up with all of these big chiddushim. It's very simple. The guy doesn't shave at the end of his Naziris. So he's mechuyev at the end of his Naziris. He has to bring a chatas and an eila and a shlomim, which is the el Nazir. And the shlomim, which is the el Nazir, comes together with his tiglachat, where he shaves his hair and he burns the hair in the same fire that we are cooking the shlomim in. It's a whole complicated thing, you know? So if he's mechuyev to do that and he doesn't do it after he finishes his shloshim yom, so then for that itself, there's a Baal Da'achar on the dinim of the Naziris. What's wrong with that? Why do we have to say a Baal Da'achar on the chalot of the Naziris? Even if he puts off the tiglachat. Now, I know what you're going to think, says Rav Acha, but you're wrong. I'm not saying that this is only true, according to the Mandi Omar, who holds that you can't end your Naziris without doing the tiglachat. No. I'm saying just for the fact that you didn't do the tiglachat. Lomi boy lamandi omer tiglachat me'akevet. This is another idea, Gavi. Tiglachat me'akevet. So there is a mandi omer who holds that the tiglachat of a nazir prevents his ending his naziris. There you'll say, okay, there I understand there's a Baal Da'achar. No, I'm saying, afilu lamandi omer tiglachat eina me'akevet. But does he have a mitzvah to shave? Yes. Did he put off being Mekayim, that mitzvah which is part of his chiyuv of Naziris? Yes. That is enough of a Baal Da'achar, in my opinion, for us to learn out a din of Baal Da'achar is applicable to Naziris. Ha! So therefore, we have many ways in which we could be talking about Baal Da'achar. Baal Da'achar Naziris, meaning in the actual chalot of the Nazirut, which is what our first approach was, which we took for granted, and that would mean the loya pater min olam, or it could mean even putting off some essential part of the nizirut, such as nizirut tahara, or it could mean even putting off a non-essential part of the nizirut, which is nonetheless a chiyav midiraisa, such as the tiglachas, even according to the mandi omer tiglachas einam akevet, and the concepts of Baal Da'achar would still apply. So that means today we have learned a number of new things. First of all, the issue of Baal Da'achar and the issue of Lo Yachel Devaro, how they apply both by Naziris and by Nedarim. We learned about Neder Shebotal Mikzoso Botal Kulo, and we learned of the Mikoros of pattern recognition in language and counting it as true language that we learned out from Yadot, which would have all kinds of modern applications in terms of artificial intelligence and whether we consider that to be language and so on, right? Etc. So this is a good, another wonderful day of mind-expanding Nedarim to be continued, Bezrat Hashem Yisborach.